This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Leadership of the Hillsborough County Attorney's Office is in flux today after the Executive Council voted down the nomination of former Manchester Police Chief David Mara to take the reins. The Attorney General's Office had planned that role for Mara after it took oversight of criminal cases away from the elected county attorney, Michael Conlon, last week, citing allegations of poor leadership in his office. NHPR Sarah Gibson has been following this story and is with me now. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
So you were at today's Executive Council meeting in Peterborough. What was the state's argument for placing David Mara, currently the state's drug czar, in charge of the county attorney's office?
Well, the Attorney General's office, as you said, has taken over all the criminal cases in the Hillsborough County Attorney's office since last week. And it's a big job. Right now, they have three people who really have full caseloads already at the Attorney General's office who are trying to now oversee the Hillsborough County Attorney's office. And Attorney General Gordon McDonald basically said, you know, we're putting in as much work as we can, but we need someone whose sole purpose it is to kind of take the reins over criminal cases in the Hillsborough County Attorney's Office, implement some of the policies and procedures we've been recommending, and that person needs to be David Mara. And here he is making that case.
I am before this council asking for the resource to do that. That's the question before the council. And if you vote no, I am telling you that will compromise our ability to protect the people of our state.
But Gordon McDonald did not get what he wanted. David Mara was not confirmed. What happened?
Well, some members of the Executive Council took issue with the way that the AG was going about this. They basically said by stripping County Attorney Michael Conlon of so many of his responsibilities, you're essentially taking away the power of an elected official, and that's a big deal. Councillor Andrew Walensky, a Democrat, proposed that the AG's office essentially get a mediator to iron out some kind of power sharing agreement between them and County Attorney Michael Conlon. Here he is basically asking Attorney General Gordon McDonald whether he would consider that.
Are you saying you won't agree to a mediative process in order to protect the people of this state? Because you'll get my vote if you agree to do that.
We have tried to engage this county attorney constructively and collaboratively.
You won't be surprised if I've heard different things from the county attorney, which suggests to me that you two are talking past each other.
So it was a tense exchange, to say the least. And in the end, Attorney General Gordon McDonald said, look, we've tried enough and we need to move forward and we need to move forward with a different leader. That did not work out for him. The vote was split. So two people voted for the nomination, two people against, and one person abstained. So Mara was not approved.
And the Executive Council had another position to vote on. This is a new position at the Attorney General's office. What would this person do?
So this is an assistant attorney general whose job it would be largely to train attorneys in New Hampshire. So county attorneys, state attorneys, and cases like these we're seeing in Hillsborough County really do highlight the need for elected officials like county attorneys to get robust training, particularly if they don't have prosecutorial experience. So the nomination was for David Rotman. He was formerly with the Merrimack County Attorney's Office, and that nomination was approved easily. He'll be coming in, I believe, by the end of the month, and he'll be spending a lot of time at the Hillsborough County Attorney's Office.
So what's next for the Hillsborough County Attorney's Office? First of all, who's in charge right now?
Well, the Attorney General's office is in charge of all the criminal cases. But as we saw today, there is not a kind of person who is going to lead the charge. It's a team of people who, again, have a lot of other stuff on their plate. And I asked Attorney General Gordon McDonald if he had plans to nominate someone else who maybe would be the new Mara. And he did not have a clear answer for me. So we're not totally sure what their next steps are. However, we do know that they're going to have a significant presence in the Hillsborough County Attorney's Office for months to come.
NHPR's Sarah Gibson, thank you very much.
You're welcome.